is the Riots on Radio U. This is the podcast.
When I asked Obi, are we ready to start this podcast? He said, yeah, he's ready.
I said, I guess.
You guess. Not as much excitement.
I'm trying to figure out what this...
Is it a pop-up or something? Or no, did you actually want to go
it's
there?
It's an email. Like, you know, a press email, something, something, something. I don't know.
Something about Mars and space. And so he clicked on it.
I like that stuff. All right. Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. I won't bore you guys with those details, but I will bore you by talking a lot in the podcast. Perfect. Let's see. Today, we talked Twitch, how stupid people are, including me. I tried Facebook and virtual reality. What happens when cows die by lightning and how we could bring them back.
What happens? And a possible movie idea.
Oh, dude. I think it's one of our best ones. Taco Bell. Cleanse via chicken chips or cow chips, as it were. Old TV shows and how you could get famous more quickly, I think, by being naked.
What to do.
Again, you'll have to listen to get that figured out.
So please enjoy this whole entire podcast and then take a moment and go to riot.radioyou.com. There you'll find our Radio U Riot Facebook page, our Radio U Riot YouTube channel, interviews, our other podcasts. Everything you need is located there. So take some time and follow us and like and subscribe and be ready so you can get more.
All right. I was yawning the whole time Nikki was talking.
The whole time. I felt like I had to stretch it out. I was like, I want you to get your
yawn
out.
Gotta make sure that yawn is done.
I want to make sure you were completely done.
I feel done. I gotta go find some more coffee. I'm tired. And I'm supposed to go do TV stuff now. It's gonna be great. When you see Radio U this week,
be like, hey.
You'll be like, man, look at him. He's really
doing
got
great.
It together.
You're really doing well.
Awesome. Okay. It's the Riot.
The Riot has a problem with authority.
It's a little rule. Maybe you're not familiar with it. Nobody tells me what to do, ever.
Let's face it. As people, we're just stupid. And I don't just mean like me or Nikki or you. I mean people in general are stupid. Because here's the thing. Last night, I'm driving home from work, right? Almost completely out of gas.
Yeah.
And it's like, I need to stop. And I'm like, nah, it's fine. I'll just get it tomorrow.
You don't want to do it right then and there.
Because I really want to go home.
Yeah.
I want to go home. I want to go home, guys. I want to get it home. I want to go home. So that's what I want to go home. Leave me alone. I want to go home.
But what you don't realize.
So then I drive home. Now this morning, now keep in mind, my brain, this complex computer, biological, of course, but somewhere in there is the knowledge. Hey. You don't have basically any gas in your car. But, you know, what do? I'm like, alarm is going off. Hit the snooze. Hit the snooze. Hit the snooze.
Oh.
I get up, take a shower. Luxurious, long. Let's get every nook and cranny clean. And then let's just maybe just lean against the wall. Oh, I didn't know tile could feel so good against my face.
So you're not giving yourself any extra time.
Hot water, the cool tile. Oh, it's so relaxing. The whole time, somewhere inside me is the knowledge. It's in there, but it's in like an egg or something. You know, it's enclosed right there. Then I go downstairs in my car and I'm thinking, run a little late, but I got time. It's no big deal. Turn the car on and it's like, who's the idiot that didn't put any gas in? Oh, it's me.
That's because you need to now go no matter what, or you're
right.
Not going to get to work.
Yeah, so that happened.
But wasn't it nice last night when you did not have to stop
for it?
It
was great.
It's just perfect.
It was great. And you know what? It's so great. I'll tell you what, I do it again.
Sometimes when I have to go, like, you have to go then and there. But I don't want to. I'll just put like $5 in.
Well,
because you're like, fine, I'll just do this really quickly, but I'm not going to fill the whole tank.
I've done that. But then I had this, I don't know, moment. I wouldn't call it an epiphany, but I figured out in getting gas, the longest parts of getting gas are the stopping, the getting
the
out, all that stuff. The actual filling of the tank is the shortest part of the process. And so I determined that I actually thought the story. I'm like, yeah, just $5. Let's go. But that's like doing that is dumb because then all the long parts of it, I'm
going to
have to do it
again.
So I have learned, like I at least filled the tank, but I almost out of spite to what? To me, against myself, I also had that thought, like, well, just put enough in to get there. And if it dies when we get there, that's fine.
That's fine. You're already there.
And you know what? At least we'll have made it, right? Of course, the person I will be later would be very upset about that.
And again, that's just a circle because you're doing the same thing you would have done.
It's
not enough gas,
life,
and you
Nikki.
Just don't want to go.
See, don't you see how messed up? Maybe it's just me, but I feel like humanity is doomed.
The Worst of the Riot box set is now available nowhere because we know you wouldn't want it anyway. It's the Worst of the Riot on Radio U.
Last night, I got a chance to try Facebook Spaces. That is Facebook's new virtual reality way to hang out with your friends on Facebook.
Yes. And now your friend has to have virtual reality as well.
And that's why I was in a room alone.
There was no one. No friends or family.
No, nobody was in there with me.
You sure it wasn't crowded?
No.
Maybe it was the wrong time.
Could have made that's what it was.
Yeah, it was just that's hard to connect with people.
Now, granted, I don't. It's in beta, one. And two, I don't exactly know
a ton of people.
No,
With virtual reality.
But what I was going to say is, like, I don't even know how I would reach out to someone to have brought them into that experience. Because I didn't spend, like, I spent some time with it, but I didn't spend, like, hours playing around with it. I basically got in and got it set up. Like, you build an avatar. The first time I tried it, it didn't work. But remember, it's a beta. So the second time I tried it, the interaction was actually kind of cool. It looks like you're standing in the middle of a park and you have a table in front of you and it has things on it like, hey, these are pictures of me. So you reach over and grab it and pick it up and then your pictures kind of splay out from it. And you pick one, you drop it in this virtual mirror and then it kind of creates, if you've ever played with the Wii, like, you know how you have a little me?
Yeah.
It will
Makes
create
a little you.
What it thinks you look like based on the picture and then you can go in and kind of tweak it.
Was it flattering?
I didn't feel like it was a great representation, sure. But it was like, all right.
Not too harsh.
Whatever. Like, I guess that's what I look like in the virtual world. And then you could do things like you could take your picture and there's that fake table there. You could throw it in the middle of the table and then it becomes like a huge display item. So I found video of me recovering from surgery last year. I don't know why that's saved so prominently in Facebook Spaces, but like I grab it, throw it in the middle of the table, and then it became in this virtual park that I was sitting in, it kind of like floated up in the air and started playing. So like we could all watch the same video together.
Yeah, if someone was in with you in the same room, then you could be looking at pictures and photos and videos.
Right, exactly. The other thing you could do is like pick up pens and there was like a big marker.
Stab each other.
Well, you could you could write in big. That's the 3D art aspect of it. It's neat because you could write in big letters if you wanted to. Like, or
this is Facebook Spaces.
Like virtual reality space. And then after about 10 minutes, I was like, okay.
Well, no one else is in there. I mean,
yeah,
you need to have others.
Yeah, I'm not interacting with anybody. You could play games together, but again, there's nobody to play games with.
They're kind of hoping that this is like instead if you Skype family or if you FaceTime family, and if you want, like if you're away from your friends and family, to try to connect in a different way to feel like you're there and not so separated.
I will tell you that it's one of those things that you would say like, no, that's stupid. But having played, there's another thing that has a kind of similar idea called Rec Room, where you go in and play, and in this case, it's with strangers. It's actually not that weird, believe it or not, to play, like, I was playing Frisbee Golf, and with, like, this person, and, like, we were talking, and I could see that as an extension of, like, Xbox Live, like, you know what, like, where I was talking to my friend so-and-so, we played virtual Frisbee Golf, and it was fun, like, I could see it kind of working. I don't see it replacing, like, I don't, like your parents. I don't think your parents are going to be like, well, I haven't seen you in a while, but I saw your avatar, so I feel like we're close now.
We're not there yet.
I don't think it's quite going to be that, but, you know, it was interesting. A lot of VRs like that. I don't know. It was interesting.
The riot used to be three people.
Please tell me we're not discussing video games again.
The other guy didn't make it. It's the riot.
So, Nikki, I'm thinking about doing some game streaming this weekend.
Yeah.
I've never done that before. I've thought about it. We've talked about it, but I've never done it. But I think I might do that this weekend. I'm going to look at setting it up because I've got...
Like on Twitch or YouTube? Or?
I think on Twitch. I set up a Twitch channel last night. Obadiah Plays is the name of my Twitch channel.
If you may please join him there, he would appreciate it.
I mean, you can or not. I don't know.
Everybody always wants to join you and play and watch you play.
I'm going to play Prey. And I was asking everybody on Twitter and Facebook last night, hey, if you stream, what do you use? I was amazed, and this just goes to show you how stupid I am, like, just how many people were like, I stream and this is what I use.
Yeah.
Everybody be streaming. So I don't know.
The pool is full, but you might as well jump in.
I don't know that I really have anything to add to that space. I've just never tried it before, and I've thought about it a bunch, and I thought, well, I am going to get Prey on Friday. So I thought, maybe Friday night I'm going to be playing. Like, maybe I'll just go ahead and stream.
I feel like since it is crowded, it's not like if you want to jump in to make a career out of it.
I don't know that this
really
is going to be a career.
But you like gaming and you like to talk. So you might as well combine both of them. And I think people would enjoy it.
It seems like it might be just something to add to an already broadcasty career.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I'm going to be PewDiePie.
Yeah, exactly.
I know a lot of people jump in with that expectation. I don't have that expectation.
You just want to have some fun while you game.
I just thought it might be kind of fun to give it a shot. So I think I'm going to play with it this weekend. If anybody's got any, you know, OBS Studio. I mean, look at the name right there. OB Studio. It's not obese. I mean, like OB.
OB. No, it's questionable.
OBS. That's the one that's free. There are a couple that you can buy, but everybody's like, try this. It's free.
So what's your Twitch again?
It's Obadiah Plays, I think. I mean, I set it up. I linked my Amazon account to it so I could get like Twitch Prime or whatever the heck it is.
Because
you know, Amazon owns Twitch now.
I always forget that.
So I went ahead and I got that all signed up. I looked at YouTube streaming, but yeah. I'm just like, you know what? I don't know. Like, I know it's not necessarily more complicated, but Twitch seemed to make a lot more sense to me when I was playing around with it last night. So there's that. And I mean, I've watched plenty of Twitch. I know most people have, but I've never actually done it. So I think I'm going to give it a shot. So maybe I'm thinking maybe Friday night, maybe Prey.
Maybe a little Friday evening coffee.
That is an absolute
Log in and have some fun.
That is an absolute given that I'm going to be drinking coffee while I'm going to do that. So,
which means you guys are in for a good time.
You know, we'll see.
The worst of the riot. Proof that you're already living in that dark future dystopia. Radio U.
Mentioned it on the show last week. I got to make some vacation plans. Still don't know if this summer it's going to be like staycation, go see family vacation, or actual vacation.
So you have three options.
Yeah. Still don't know. Like, and you know what, Nikki? If I continue to fail to plan,
you're not going to have anything then.
Then I'm planning to fail.
You want me to plan it for you?
Probably.
You were talking, was it yesterday, about the the company where you basically fill out a questionnaire and then you don't know where you're going, but they surprise you. They plan the whole thing.
I would absolutely do that. It'd be amazing. Like, just like, here's, I have $15. plan my vacation for me. That would be really fantastic.
For the vacation, or is that what you're planning to pay the person to do that?
No, I mean, that's my budget.
That's a whole vacation?
Yeah,
well, you're not going far.
If you're a good travel agent, I shouldn't have to go far.
True.
I guess.
Then that's my problem.
If you're flying with American Airlines this summer, they say that they figured out a way to steal another 2 inches from you.
Like there was anything to give? There's nothing left to give in an airline seat.
I love this so much. Like, how are you? They say 2 inches. They're going to take 2 inches of your legroom away from you.
So for American Airlines, what I think it is it's three rows they're going to be doing this because they want to add more rows. So I don't know if this becomes the cheapest tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And normally, what do they call the legroom part? It's the pitch.
That's what they call it.
So the pitch will be 31 inches to 29 inches on three rows of their airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
And with most economy cabins being about 30 inches. So
yep.
You'll have even less. Man, it doesn't bother me as much as the width, but when I have no leg room and then the person puts their seat down.
Yeah.
I just want to rip the plane apart. Now, that's because usually I'm on like a 5-hour flight, but...
What's the problem, Nikki?
It makes you so mad, and you were all uncomfortable.
I just figured at some point we're all going to get into like these frozen stasis compartments, and they're just going to stack us on top of each other for
the flight.
That'd
be nice, as long as you woke up when you landed, and that was it.
Well, there's no guarantee. Every time you go out, you don't know if it's
the
last time.
Rolling the dice, yes.
Yeah. I mean, like, look at how United killed the bunny. And just be like, yeah, we killed a couple people on the flight.
I sent you an update on that story, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that.
Nice.
You know what? We'll talk that later.
Maybe if we weren't in the frozen section, maybe the bottom of the plane. Can we look at maybe expanding and not having so much luggage room, but instead, can we get a more spacious cabin down there?
I could, Nikki, but I'm going to have to charge you for it.
Yeah.
I mean, in reality, like, if you want to fly first class, you know what? There's now, it's a little more expensive. It's 5 to 6 times more, but we're going to give you plenty of leg room, and we're going to treat you like a human being.
A human being. Now, you don't get that in economy. And in this case with American Airlines, I don't know what they call the negative economy.
I don't know either.
Meaning, like,
yet.
You're not even in economy. You're in these three rows.
We don't know yet what they're calling it. You know, it's funny. Yesterday, there's some kind of congressional hearings going on about the airline industry. And oh, my gosh. One of the congresswomen, like, I can't remember which one.
Congressperson?
Well, I don't know.
I know.
One of them actually said, I was going to ask you why you hate the American people, but I'm not going to ask that. And I was just like, no,
to the airline industry?
Because you asked that, but they were asking them questions like, explain to me why there are change fees.
Yeah.
What is your actual cost for someone to change their ticket? And because I think it was Delta or somebody posted some absurd amount of money that they made just from charging people change fees. And they talked about the origin of change fees for airlines were that business people used to book 5 or 6 flights and then just take one and they would cancel the other ones.
So they started that for that reason.
They're like, yeah, but that's not a thing anymore. They also wanted to know, and thank you someone for asking this question. So, you know, 10 years ago, you started charging for luggage because of the fuel prices going up. Fuel prices have gone down. Why are you still charging people to cover the cost of fuel when the cost of fuel did not?
They're not going to answer that one.
Yeah.
For American Airlines, these seats will normally they have 160, say, on a plane. This will give them 170. Though it looks like you're still paying the economy price, but heaven help you if you're picked for these three rows. So I don't actually know if that's a lower price seat. It seems like, no, this is just a smaller section of the plane.
Well, you know.
Which is fine. Like, I know sometimes if you're shorter, good. You can have the seat. I think that's fine. But I still think it's unfair for taller people.
Well, yeah.
Which, like, I'm going to put myself in the category, even though I'm not necessarily tall.
You know what, Nikki? As far as American Airlines is concerned, if you're over 5 feet, you're too tall.
You're too tall for it.
Why do you need all that room anyway?
Man, that just, it makes you mad. Makes you very, very mad.
You should have started smoking when you were younger to try to, you know,
to keep it shorter.
Keep yourself a little bit shorter.
Crazy. All right. Well, just think about that while you're planning and where you want to sit on the plane.
And you, well, okay. So now I don't want to fly United or
American Airlines.
So who's left? Delta?
Yeah.
Southwest?
I've always wanted to fly Alaskan Airlines, but I wanted to go to Alaska and fly their airline.
See, the thing is, like, Alaskan's mostly regional in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
And so I've flown them plenty. And they're fine.
Just normal.
You're mostly on, like, puddle jumpers, and they're like, we'll come by and bring you a drink. It's not a very smooth flight.
I hear you there.
Please don't go to the bathroom now, sir.
It's and cool. It's the co-pilot who is also the person
also
doing
the flight attendant.
You're like, uh-oh, that's a small plane.
The Riot. The Riot.
All right, pace yourself because you're going to have to do this all day for very little money.
Radio U.
So are you still lifting weights? Stop. Lifting weights, not so much. What you need to be doing is focusing on lowering weights.
So wait, you have to initially first lift it in the first place, or what's lowering weights?
Well, you need to lower them. Nikki, I'm just loaded with studies here right now. Yeah, University of Jyväskylä in Finland. They analyzed strength training in guys' average age of 22.
Yeah.
And here's what they found is that those that did negatives, which would be like moving through your, all right, like for example, let's say with a bench press, all right, you bench press, you typically have a controlled drop of the weight,
yeah,
but the real push is when you're pushing from your chest level, pushing it back up. And they were saying that for 5 weeks, most people had the same kind of muscle reaction through that movement. But about the 5 week mark, the people in the study stopped developing new muscle fibers doing that kind of weightlifting. But they said that if you were focused more on the down, so like a slow lower and then a quick push up, slow, quick, there was actually continual and better strength development.
Isn't it sometimes people help you with the lowering part, but then really, if you want help, get help with the lifting part, but really do your best at the lower?
Mm-hmm. They say that the extra concentration and muscle activation, yeah, that is required to control the weight when it's coming down long-term leads to more strength gains.
That's an interesting way, but you go ahead and try that at the gym today and then see how many people look at you like you're doing it wrong.
You know what?
Just be ready with the study.
I will have to say, like, I notice a lot of people. Now, if somebody's doing something different, I may watch them or observe them, but I'm always just curious to see, like, okay, so what are you doing?
Like, why are you doing that?
Like, why are you doing that? I've learned things that way. And the only thing I will say is that I'm the kind of person that I'll ask questions and people don't always like that.
Because they just want to work out. They don't want to talk with you.
They don't necessarily want to talk about what they're doing differently.
Well, it's an interesting thing. So if you lift,
it's something to look into. It's not like it's not like nobody's ever done this before.
Yeah.
Like a lot of times what I've seen people do is you'll do like a set and then at the end of a set when you're almost dead, you'll do negatives where it's like, okay, I couldn't possibly lift this up again. But you have somebody spot you and it's like, okay, we're going to try to control this as much as we can on the way down and then I'll help you get it back up kind of thing. But yeah, it's there.
You don't have to apologize unless you've done something wrong.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't even think straight right now.
This is the worst of the riot. We're very, very sorry.
All right, Nikki.
Yes?
Let's talk about it. Let's talk movies.
Yeah.
Lot of movies coming out this month and next month, right?
Yes.
So, what do you think? What is the most advertised movie in America
right now? You know, I haven't seen a lot for Guardians of the Galaxy. I feel like either I'm not on the right path or they don't need as much because everybody's excited. The other side, maybe Pirates of the Caribbean, because I feel like they got to ramp people back up for that.
Okay.
And then outside of those, I don't know.
I will tell you right now that I keep forgetting that there is a new Pirates of the Caribbean movie coming out.
Yes, which is why I thought they would be advertising.
Well, maybe they're going to ramp up in a week or two because both of those movies you mentioned, very high profile, but they are not the movies that are the most advertised on TV in America right now.
Transformers?
Nope, it's not that.
Boy, I don't know then. Give me a hint.
Well, in space, no one can hear you scream.
Alien?
That's right.
Alien is?
Alien Covenant.
I haven't seen one thing on it.
Well, you're not watching the right channels.
Not watching TV, so.
Because, well, I mean, that's a legitimate thing right there.
I watch broadcast TV, yeah.
So, apparently, they're not doing enough advertising on, you're a big Hulu fan, right?
No.
But wherever it is you're watching.
Is not getting anything Alien.
They're not getting the ad spends on that.
And they're really probably hoping to relight that franchise.
Yes, big time. They really
want you to like it.
You really do.
Please, guys.
It still bums me out. Like, the thing that I wanted was a guy named Neil Blomkamp. He's the guy that did, now I'm not going to remember any of his, what was it, Elysium with Matt Damon a couple years ago?
Oh, yes.
Not amazing.
That's not the example we're looking at.
He also did that movie from South Africa, District 9. Yeah, okay. So he had apparently like a treatment for a new Alien movie. That looked amazing.
Well, that would have, I think, felt like a different spin on it.
Yes.
But I'm sure they just went the same old, same old.
That's exactly right. This movie looks like every other one of these movies they've ever done. And it just makes it like...
Well, they're hoping you've not seen... Like, they're really probably targeting the ones who haven't seen any Alien movies. And
well, that's what they need.
They want you to be like, well, this looks new and interesting, when they don't realize it's all been done.
What they really need is they need people like me that, you know, have some connection to the older films. But then they need a huge slew of people that are like, man... Alien from outer space? That looks scary.
And then go and see it.
Irmer Gersh, I can't believe it. So that's what they're looking for. It's just why they're spending a lot of money advertising that movie. So apparently they think they already got you with Guardians. Forget it. You're going, whatever.
That's why I assume that would not be the top advertised movie right now on TV, because I feel like everybody already is ready for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right.
And so, when is Aliens out?
Alien is, it's May 19th.
May 19th.
Is it, man, 2 weeks away and they're already at the top advertise? I don't know.
Now's the time.
So, but advertising doesn't work. That's why they're wasting all that money on it. You're not affected by any of that.
Okay, now it does normally work, but how about we all work together on making it not work for this movie? Unless you feel like it should start over again and become popular.
I haven't decided yet.
Mornings are for coffee and contemplation.
Chief, she's...
Coffee and contemplation.
And the riot. Obviously. Radio U.
Put the plastic down and put the water bottles in the bathroom because you're getting a cleanse. Oh, yeah!
You're like, oh, is it a juice cleanse? I love those.
No, McDonald's is good. McDonald's. Taco Bell has created something they're calling chicken chips.
Chicken chips? They've been talking about this.
That might be what you call them later, too. You doing okay? Oh, I just, well, chicken chips. But that's what the plastic's down for.
That sounds like, oh, darn, chicken chips.
Dang it, chicken chips. Oh, gosh.
I don't even know.
So, Taco Bell, actually, you're right. They test marketed these for a while.
Yeah.
And they're finally going nationwide.
So, this would be Taco Bell's version of a chicken nugget.
Except, I'm sorry, they're not just chicken chips. According to this, they're naked chicken chips.
I feel like, what did they have the chicken?
Which, for your cleanse, when you put the plastic down, I think it's usually best to just go ahead and strip down while you're in
naked.
There.
Naked, you don't want it on your clothes. Now, what was the chicken thing that they had earlier this year?
Like the naked chicken chalupa?
Yes, I feel like it's still, and then they had something else chicken once they discontinued that. I feel like they bought a surplus of this naked chicken, and they don't know what to do with it.
Here's what I think about it. Like, you know how you go to the cafeteria, and it's like, cheeseburgers today and chili tomorrow?
You're like, what's in the chili?
So, they bought all this chicken, and they don't have enough chicken left to make a whole chalupa-sized wrap, but they got all these chicken leftovers that they can cut into triangles. They're like, it works. It's good enough.
It's like they're rolling out the chicken with a cookie cutter, and then there you go. You get the naked chicken chips. And it comes with, it looks like a nacho cheese sauce for dipping.
So what's more fattening than like honey mustard? It's some just straight cheese sauce. So you take these Dorito-shaped chicken chips, which, just to let you know, chickens don't have chips.
Now, we're not throwing too much shade because chickens don't come in nugget form either. So it's not like I'm saying this is much different or much better.
If you say so, Nikki.
I don't think so. Now, these will be nationwide starting the 11th, even though, yes, they've been testing in some areas for a while.
Mm-hmm. No, wait. I thought they were... Wait, let's double check. Where did it go?
It's locations nationwide starting May 11th, and it should be limited time only.
Okay, I misunderstood that. I actually thought they were limited time until May 11th.
Oh, no, no. Okay. May 11th is when they start.
They start nationwide on May 11th. All right. So what do you say, Nikki? You want to do a cleanse together?
Why not?
I mean, there are guys and girls bathrooms here. We can just buy twice as much plastic, and we can get a flat of water bottles.
I don't know what you get, but I every so often will have Taco Bell, and I don't get sick like you do. So I don't know what you're ordering.
You know what, Nikki? How much are they paying you? I'll double
as
it.
As a spokesperson.
All right. I want you to be honest.
Nope. Not a problem.
As a nation, none of us are speaking out against what Taco Bell is doing to our bodies. Who's going to be first to join me and talk about their cleanse?
My favorite part of the Worst of the Riot, when they shut up and the music starts. It's the Worst of the Riot on Radio U.
Here's a story that would make a lot more sense if it were chickens and not cows.
because it would explain where Taco Bell was getting their chickens. But you know what? I imagine there's going to be a beef surplus pretty soon, so we might get beef chips.
Even though I wonder, can you, once you hear the story, the question is, can you then just like sell these cows for, like if they were meat cows or?
I don't know. You know what?
Are they dairy cows? Like, I don't know.
Just last thing on Taco Bell. Sure. It would make a lot more sense to me if Taco Bell started selling cow chips. That to me seems to be
would be it beef chips
just no cow chips. Google it.
Okay
so in Springfield, Missouri, there was some lightning that struck it says here around 4 a.m on Saturday morning. Jared Black welder, Texas County, Missouri. Just can we stop naming things like that? Because it makes it confusing. All right. He finished milking the cows, headed back to the barn. He was getting ready to lock the gate when lightning struck very close. He ran over to see what was going on, and guess what he found out? 32 dead cows.
Now, Joel sent this to us on our Facebook page, but when you see the picture of like just a field full of dead cows.
It's crazy.
It's very weird.
They think it's the same lightning strike. He was near the fence, and he said that like fire shot out off of his fences. And he said it was super creepy. He said, I went down over the hill and just saw them laying there, piled on top of each other. They were huddled up trying to get in out of the rain. Looks like they had like gone under some trees.
And then that was it.
Which, guys, you're not supposed to go near trees during a storm.
They don't know that. They don't know.
Well, then that's the farmer's fault for not telling
them. Teach
them
where to go.
Should have talked to them about it.
Man, I'd be so sad. And I'm still so innocent when it comes to the ways of farming that I would have walked over the hill and been like, guys, are you sleeping?
Hey, guys, stop.
What are you doing? Everybody get up now. This isn't funny. And I'd be very sad.
Well, he said, and here's his quote, it's not like they're pets, but the ones I'm milking, I've raised every one of them.
Yeah, and they're all gone.
Yeah, like 32 dead cows. Okay, I had a friend of mine whose dad raised a cow.
Yeah.
2 days before he had it scheduled to be butchered. It just died, like heart attack, suicide, I don't know, something out in the field. Just, he walked outside and it was like, man, it's been taking a nap for a long time.
Like, it's dead. So then that's the question. What can you do with it?
I know what he did with one dead cow. He like buried it.
Well, so like you can't eat the meat then?
No, you can't.
You're not allowed to. So on these, you probably can't. Well, these were dairy cows too. Like they weren't, not just, like you can't eat a dairy cow, but to me, very sad, like they were meant to be.
That's not the way it works.
That's not how that wasn't their job. Okay. You promised.
You said you weren't going to do this.
They were dairy cows, okay?
They were safe.
Okay. They were safe like that.
I mean, it's weird that you're always stealing from them, but come on.
Come on, please. At least they were out in the field. They had a moment. Those were organic, grass-fed.
They actually were.
Field
they were
cows.
Certified organic milk cows.
Correct.
So.
Yeah, I guess you just bury them or put them in the lake.
Put them in the lake?
I don't know. Can you imagine doing that?
Boy, I'm never swimming in that lake again.
Woo!
You're like, every once in a while something brushes your leg. Are they back? Zombie cows! One of them bites you?
That'd be a haunted lake if it ever was one. And just as the waves, or just it just sounds like a mooing.
Every time lightning strikes, you hear a moo. Yeah. Oh my gosh, wait. No, that's it! That's the movie! I have it! All right, here we go. You don't know what to do with the cows. It's too expensive to bury them, so you throw their bodies in the lake. One night, a thunderstorm moves through. The lightning strikes the lake.
And it brings them back up.
And the zombie cows come back. Or they just come back, and at first you're like, oh, they're okay. It's fine. So you begin selling the milk. And then a couple of days later, the cows go bad. And then all the people that drink the milk go bad.
And we just call it expired or something, like milk.
Milk. I think it's milk.
Milk?
Or I like one word for the title. But
Vitamin D for dead.
That's a tagline.
D for dead.
That's a tagline.
That's a tagline.
But I think milk or expired milk is also, it's a great title.
Well, let's just workshop this, all right? But sad for the cows that died and for the farmer.
Yeah, but I mean, with this movie, we're going to make it all back.
He could come up with this. Like, that's a story. That's a book.
Oh, man.
In order to build muscle, you need protein. Protein is in eggs. Eggs are in cupcakes.
You need cupcakes. It's the Riot.
I want to say hey to Jason. He just messaged me letting me know that if I wanted to, I could go watch, wait, what is it? Babylon 5, which is an old science fiction TV show. He's like, hey, here's a place where you can watch it. So this is go90.com. It's a new streaming service. Here's the thing, Nikki, and I don't know if you've experienced this. All of this streaming that's taking place, mm-hmm. these older shows are starting to pop up. And I've had people recommend shows to me that are not new. And I go and I try to watch them, and here's what I'm finding. TV now is too good. It is so good that if you go back and try to watch like an old show, no way. Now, the only exception I'll say is like if it's really, really old, then I'm saying like 50s, 60s, maybe even 70s. It seems so kitschy and like weird.
Kind of like what was the first Batman TV show.
Right.
Like, kind of like that.
It's almost
like you know what you're getting into.
It works and it's fine and whatever. But showing me a TV show from the 90s, I find it nearly impossible to watch. It's like it's gotten better, but it's still not quite good enough. And I just, I can't. I just can't. It just doesn't.
So is that a pass on that?
Probably, yeah.
Probably going to be a pass.
Because, like I said, stuff modern TV is too good.
But, okay, say this show was
Babylon on... Babylon 5. They say it's one of the best science fiction TV shows of all time.
Which is why they're recommending it to you, because
yes,
you like science fiction stuff.
I do.
Say it was on Netflix, and it was just an easier, more familiar setup.
Maybe. But even still, like it's, I don't know. But I mean, I haven't watched it yet. Mm-hmm. But I was just thinking in general, like he's recommending it to me. I'm looking at it and I look at that and go, man, it's just like.
And plus, I feel like, is there a lot of episodes of that?
I don't know.
Like, I feel like you're committing to like a whole new franchise thing.
Oh, no, you totally are. I mean, I think there's five seasons.
It's one thing to watch like a Netflix season of like 12 or 13 episodes every year for a show, but mm-hmm. it's a whole other thing to just jump into a whole show that had all these seasons of it.
Here we go, Nikki. Here's season 5, episode 22.
Ooh, that's a lot.
So if we're talking about five seasons at 22 episodes apiece, that's 110 episodes.
That's way more than I think you want to commit to.
Nikki, that's a lot
but
of episodes.
It could be good. I mean, if you're saying people thought it was a great show.
Or like people have even said like, hey, you know, you like Doctor Who, which I kind of do. Have you watched classic Doctor Who? And it's like, is it classic?
You don't have that much free time.
Well, it's true. There's a limit, but I don't know if anybody else is having that problem, but I feel like I can't, some things you can't go back to. You just can't.
Just like, you're like, I can't even.
It's too good. But I'm just saying like TV now is like real. It's like movies that are really long. I can't, I'm sorry. But I want you to know, if you have a recommendation, I still want to hear it.
He appreciates them all.
It's fun to go look and, you know, see what stuff is. So always hit us up at riot.radio.com. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, whatever.
You can text 877-2-RADIO-U. That's another good way to just send us a show.
And we'd love to hear about it.
Leftovers from the most disgusting meal you've ever had. It's the worst of the Riot. On Radio U.
Look, if you guys have your clothes on, you're doing it wrong because it is like Naked News Week around here.
We got a lot of stories this morning. We're just not sharing them all with you about people that feel, they made the news because they did not feel like they should be wearing any clothes.
So check this out, okay? And you know what, though? To be fair, if you want to make the news, nudity is one way to help.
That's a fast way.
Because, all right, this story doesn't exist. Woman walks through airport yelling.
Done all the time.
That's every day.
Especially at Atlanta. I mean, that's a massive, massive place to have a lot of yelling.
Woman walks around through the Atlanta airport naked and at one point...
Now we're making news.
...appears to be talking out of her bottom, which is probably my favorite part.
And once she go, woo, Jesus!
Woo, Jesus!
And just the problem
touches
is...
Touches her toes and then begins screaming about how she doesn't give a...
Lots of other words that
there's a lot of
he
beeping.
Would not have been happy with.
A lot of censoring, Nikki.
So the weird thing is, they say that she went in and I think paid with cash and just bought an airline ticket.
Yeah.
So I don't really know if she went to Atlanta or was like traveling through for an actual trip Or was she having a breakdown and she chose that location to go do it at?
Okay, when you're having a breakdown, though, do you put that much thought into it? Like, I'm going to the airport, I'm going to purchase... Yeah, she had ID.
Yeah.
She had ID, she had cash.
But she changed. She had her clothes on when she got her ticket and stuff.
She took
her clothes off in the the bathroom and came out and said she's like, I hate my body, I hate this, all this stuff, and so they don't know what happened to her to cause this. Like, okay, sometimes you feel like you're lowest when you go through security.
Okay, all right.
So was she actually traveling and then they put her through a machine or something, and then she's like, I hate me and my body, and you're there. I don't know. And then she lost it.
Do you think it's performance art?
It actually could very well be.
I mean, like, she's just somebody, she's like, I'm taking a stand against societal body norms or whatever.
That's been very popular. Like, someone on the subway will, like, strip down to just their underwear or something and then just make a piece about it, a performance piece. But something seemed, when you watch this video... I believe that she is going through some emotional problems.
It feels like there's a little more to it.
Yes, it does.
Or less to it, depending on how you see it.
It feels a little bit more real. Like something's really going on.
There's some real passion there.
I just feel bad. Like, you're at the airport, and it is hard enough. It's hard enough.
I'm not sure. Part of me feels like I want that to happen. I want some person to go scream by.
You want to see some naked person screaming?
Well, it's just one of those things where it's like, you know what? It gives me an opportunity to say, like, that's how I feel right there. Without having to do it. Just be like, you know what? That lady gets it. She gets it.
She understands.
Right there.
Could have been a statement about luggage. Like,
could have been.
Carry-on fees. Like, your luggage fees. Could have been, like, the TSA pat-down. Could have been a statement about that.
She gets it, Nikki. She gets it.
It's sad.
The other piece of naked news that we passed on was a guy in Florida who was attacking people's mailboxes with a machete. Which, let's be clear, That's just Tuesday in Florida, but he was naked.
He was naked doing that.
So boom, he's in the news. Sometimes if you want to make the news in this news saturated culture, you got to, you know, ratchet it up a couple of notches.
And you're the naked machete mailbox man.
Nobody's messing with him.
Maybe
he's tired of getting mail all the time.
Like, are you MMA? You're like, no.
No, it's 3 M's, actually.
I'm MMM. I'm the machete man.
Machete man.
Well, I just feel a little worried because, again, in society, you don't know what you're going to face. You don't know what's going to happen. And the fact that everybody can be naked and doing that, too.
Now, go with me here, though. All right. Naked man with a machete. I'm concerned about that. Like,
yeah,
that concerns me. But, like, naked woman walking through the airport?
Oh, I'm concerned about that.
No. Because what are you afraid of in the airport? Like, it's got a bomb. It's going to blow up. That naked woman does not have a bomb.
She does not.
Okay? Like,
she is the bomb.
That's
the problem.
That's not how she feels about herself.
True. She was yelling some stuff.
That's part of the problem.
I don't know. I just like things to go smoothly. And I feel like that's an interruption.
Oh, okay. So, again.
Like, you were having a great flight, or maybe you're late and you have to get to your gate.
Yeah.
And you got to go around that lady.
Actually, Nikki, if you watch the video, people really...
No one paid attention.
Like, they just kind of make a path for her. So maybe she was late.
That's true.
The worst of the riot is over, but the fun can keep going.
I saw you checking out my goods.
Check the Riot blog or stalk us on social media.
You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh?
Through riot.radiou.com.
I'm in the middle of slicing cheese and it's like, blah! The thing breaks off. There's cheese everywhere. I'm screaming because I'm scared.